Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Victory Over Weakness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now in 2 Timothy 2:19, the foundation of God, he said, stands sure, having this seal. The Lord knows them that are his. And let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Why? But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. How do you become a vessel of honor? Now, he's talking about containers in the house. Some containers were used to house precious olive oil that was worth a lot of money. Other containers were used to hold garbage, just like in your house today. The garbage would be a vessel unto dishonor. The one that would hold the treasure of the oil, which is a type of the Holy Spirit, is a type vessel of honor. How do you become a vessel of honor? Read the verse. Verse 21. If a man will do what?
Purge himself
from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work that we already prayed that he is working in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. I believe this is a Holy Ghost word tonight, right here. Why does the enemy bother us with temptation? Why? Same reason he did with Jesus. When Jesus was baptized and he came up out of the water and the Holy Spirit came on him in the shape and form of a dove, immediately after that, he was subjected to temptation 40 days and 40 nights. Why? Why then? He was the Son of God days and months and years before that. Why then? Why not after that? It was because his holy vessel had received the Holy Spirit, and the devil is afraid of this anointing. What does this anointing do? It destroys yokes.
Yes.
Whose yokes? His yokes. It removes burdens. Whose burdens? The devil's burdens.
Yes.
And if he can get Jesus to override what he knows is right, to yield to the temptation, he has disqualified him from being the vessel that he's supposed to be. And if he's got condemnation because he's missed it, his faith is not going to work. If he doesn't mix his faith with the power, there's not going to be release of healings and miracles like there was. The same with you and me. Even though we might have been in the dregs of sin, when we got saved, we got saved. And the Lord will clean you up. And if you'll let Him, He will make you, with your cooperation, a vessel unto honor. You might have been full of some bad stuff years ago, but now you can house holy revelation, holy anointing. Not a garbage pail, but a vessel unto honor. But you got to purge yourself and your life from things that contaminate and defile. He said, be ye holy that bear the vessels of the Lord. It's not that God doesn't like you. It's not that God's put up with you, disgusted with you. It's just you lose confidence. Oh, but the blood of the Lamb still speaks off the mercy seat and cleanses from every stain. Hallelujah. Somebody say, the blood,
has cleansed me, has washed me,
and I will purge myself from all those wrong things, and I will be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet, fit for the Master's use, and prepared unto every good work. What was the enemy trying to do with Joseph? Why did this be? This became, you can see it in the text, it became an obsession with Potiphar's wife. Why? This is not natural. Anytime you become obsessed like that, spirits are involved. She didn't realize it. He probably didn't either at the time. Why? Joseph has a call on his life. There is the vision and dream that God gave him before he was sold into slavery. And if you read the Psalms, was it Psalm 107? Long in there, 105, it talks about that he, you know, until the time that his vision came, the word of the Lord tried him. He never let go of that vision. Even when he was put in jail, you see him, he kept his joy. How can you keep your joy if you believe you're shut up for the rest of your life? He was convinced that vision he saw as a boy was coming to pass. And God had called him and prepared him to save a whole nation. Hadn't he?
Yes.
What's the enemy trying to do? He's trying to mess it up. What if Joseph had yielded to the temptation, and one thing led to another and led to another, and he had been caught up with her and then got caught up with something else and got caught up with something else? His confidence would have gone away. He would have let the vision slip away from him. Is everybody awake? Can you see this? He would have let that vision and that dream get away from him and quit believing for it, because the enemy will come and say, oh, you've messed up. You've messed everything up. You've blown everything. You can forget all of that. Wouldn't have to be that way, but if you give up and quit, it will be that way. Somebody say no.
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 No. I will not be a vessel unto dishonor. With His help, we can be purged from what defiles and what hinders. Didn't He say, run your race with patience? Doing what? Laying aside every weight and every sin that would hinder you, that would slow you down. It's not just about, oh, it's bad, oh, it's bad. It's about the enemy trying to stop you and what you were made to be and what you were made to do, trying to rob your confidence, rob your faith, steal the vision, steal the dream that God gave you, and get you just to sit down and wait to die. Somebody say, not me, not me, not me. That was a little weak. Not me. In the name of Jesus, no matter how badly you have messed up, that's not your whole life. You got some in front of you. Is that right? Yeah. You can say, by the grace of God, yes, I'm putting that behind me.
Amen.
We know how to do it. God is working in me to will and do of His good pleasure. I'm going to use my words to help control my own flesh. And between Him and me, there's nobody greater than Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord. Let that soak in for just a minute. Thanks be to you. In fact, just close your eyes. Just close your eyes and begin to praise the Lord. Begin to thank Him. I want you to, by faith, look towards the future. Not behind you. Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In not too many days, our lives will be over. We can't do anything about the time that's already passed. But we do have a choice about how we spend our remaining days. If you live another 50 years, God time, that's like an hour maybe.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to come and go so fast, and you're going to be out of here. He said, don't love the world. Don't love the things that are in the world. It's, you can get caught up in the stupor, and it's like a drug. And you can get caught up in trying to feed and satisfy your flesh, and you wake up and 40 years has passed, and you hadn't been pursuing the plan of God. It's a trick of the devil. But the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit is here. And the power of the Holy Spirit to be free is here. Hallelujah. Let's open up our hearts and let the Holy Spirit work on us some this evening. Let's let Him work inside some more. We prayed, He's already working. Let's let Him work some more and work further. Hallelujah. Said out loud, Father God,
Father God,
forgive me for any wasted days,
any wasted time, any times
I've allowed the enemy to distract me, discourage me. I'm forgetting those things that are behind, and I'm looking ahead. By faith to the path you've called me to that shines brighter and brighter as I follow you. And I'm asking you of your grace and mercy, show me how to redeem the time. Show me the best and highest use of my remaining days, and how to be purged from every hindering thing, every unclean thing, every defiling thing, every hindering thing, and be a vessel of honor unto you. Oh, hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Victory Over Weakness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me life.